This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about the rewards of our little sacrifices. My son is graduating from high school this year and is prompting me to sort of think back over his life and, you know, being in high school and grade school. And I could just remember these long stints of time where it seemed like there were no days where my husband and I were allowed to sleep in. It was 7 days a week of getting up early, right? So you get up early 5 days a week because you get into school and work. And then on Saturday, because I have boys, they play sport. So it was seemed like we were getting up early on a Saturday morning, either to get them to practice or to a game. And then, of course, you get up early on Sunday to go to church. So it seemed like this long stint of time with no sleeping in. And for me, that's a personal sacrifice. I even recall my husband sharing one of his stories. He grew up in Detroit, and he said on winter mornings, his grandmother would get up extra early to put his socks on the bottom rack of the oven so his feet would remain warm as he walked to the school bus. So there are so many little sacrifices that we do for others that, you know, they may not even know it's a sacrifice, but God sees it. And so at the time, we're probably not thinking about a reward, but let me just share this scripture, which shows how he expects us to interact with others. And I like to cling to these words. Do nothing for rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2, 3, 4. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, if others miss your little sacrifices, know that God sees them all.